Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Hey, Happy New Year, you guys! To kick off the 2019 CleanCast year, and to mark a milestone, you guys, it is my 150th episode. I have asked my Smarter Living editors, Alan Henry and Tim Pereira, to join me for something a little different. Instead of answering listener questions, we're going to share some ideas of things you can do to live a little smarter in 2019. You don't have to do anything. You could live dumber in 2019.
Yeah.
I feel convinced that the three of us will each find a way to live dumber in 2019. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, Happy New Year.
150 episodes. That's crazy.
Is that crazy?
That's insane. Congrats.
Episodes. Thank you.
We would have baked a cake.
How the time flies. My goodness.
I actually kind of can't believe it myself. I've actually recently gotten a bunch of emails from listeners who have been binge listening.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of Jolie.
Yeah. That's good.
We all need a little more Jolie.
It's great. I'm like, wow. And also, what a roller coaster. if you start on episode one and end here, you're like, what the hell happened to this girl's life in between?
We've just been on this adventure together. Exactly. We're all growing.
It really has been. So you guys, I'm going to have, I think, a really fun year. I in advance of this episode, I started plotting out the first 4 months of CleanCast for the year.
Whoa, ambitious.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not that hard anymore because it turns out that, like, the show is basically morphing into, like, thematic months.
Uh-huh.
And so if you guys follow me on Twitter, you saw that I've decided that this year I'm going to add a new theme month. So in the past, there's the very first theme month was La Mob. That's March. That's when we do bed making.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about bed making today. You guys get excited. And then in April, we do an edition that came around in 2017 called Wash What Happens. That is my spring cleaning arc when we do our deep cleaning stuff, which Alan's going to have to come in because we're going to talk about power tool stuff again for that. Love that. And then this year, I added a theme month when Tim was the co-host in residence. In June, we did Here Comes Summer.
Mm-hmm.
I added another theme month when Meredith Haggerty came in to do her guest residency. That was Braugus will live long and prosper. Do not worry about that. Braugus is going nowhere. I loved it. And then in September, we have Laundry School. So
Those are the existing theme months.
And this year in February, I've decided to add a theme month all about bathrooms.
Yay! Everyone's favorite.
February is the crappiest month.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Actually, that's not true. March is my least favorite month, but I'm just going to go with it. February is a real bad one.
It's on.
I'm fishing around, plunging around.
Plunging. Oh, God.
Wow.
We're doing
just,
this.
Can we stop,
we're going right in.
So the first question.
For names for it. I've gotten a bunch of really good ideas on Twitter. February.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cute. I like that.
February.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Brian Moylan came up with one that's so good, but I can't use it because I'll be sued into oblivion. Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Game of Thrones is beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have ideas or suggestions, email me.
I like February. That's great.
Send a note via carrier pigeon. Hit me on Twitter. Like, whatever. Way you want to get in touch with me and let me know your ideas for what I should call this new theme month. This month is January, however, and so we're going to be doing a lot of New Year, New You type stuff, of course. And as I said today, we're going to do something a little different. I have given Tim and Alan homework. Usually they give me the homework.
I did my homework. Did you do your homework?
Yeah.
Damn!
It's fine. I'm winging it. I'm off the top.
It's fine.
I'm just kidding. I did.
All right. Well,
most of it.
Fine. So here's what
we're going to
do.
I have great tips. They're good.
Before we get into what we're going to do, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, we have fancy chips today.
Ooh.
We have caviar chips.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
We're so fancy.
Courtesy of friend of the show, Hannah Kieser, of course.
Thank you.
Hannah Kaiser. She hates, I pronounce her name wrong all the time.
Wow. No longer a fan of the show.
I psych myself out every time I do it too, and then I do it wrong. It's terrible. I'm sorry, Hanny. I love you. If you guys want to listen to Chip Chat and hear us review some caviar chips, and we also got some fancy ham chips.
Ham chips. Meat chips.
Meat chips.
Love a good meat chip. Oh, boy.
You guys are scaring me.
Dude, meat chips. That's the best.
No, meat chips are the best.
Really?
It's the sea meat that I'm freaked out. Caviar's freaking me out.
Sea meat?
Sea meat chips freak me out.
Wait, sea meat?
If you want to
like
learn more
meat?
About sea meat chips.
Sea meat?
Yes, like, meat of the sea.
Like whales? I'm not eating a whale chip.
Just dolphin chips.
I'm not in for that.
A whale chip would probably be very crispy because of all of the fat.
That's true.
See, there you go.
Okay.
Don't.
Are you like a marine biologist in different life?
Don't poo-poo it. Don't poo-poo it until
February. All right.
Oh,
all right. If you want to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, I was supposed to do the patron thanks. It's the first episode of the year.
But you didn't do your homework.
Episode 150, and I didn't do my homework.
See, it's not just me.
See,
we had students.
All right.
We got teacher's pet over here.
I'm awful about this. It's been my whole life.
Listen, I've been a little busy writing the entire New York Times. I don't know if you know this,
Fair.
But I have a lot of stories like in the mix right now.
Fair.
Very, very, very busy. I write
That's
the
true.
Paper now, you guys. I'm
That's
super excited.
True.
Congratulations.
And if you all are mad at me about it and you'd like how to hold a healthy grudge, you can go read my story from January 2nd about how to hold a healthy grudge in the New York Times style section. That was fun. It also destroyed my day on Twitter yesterday.
Oh.
In the good way.
Oh, I was going to say, like, rip your mentions.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, I mean, it really was, but it was good. All right, so here's what we're going to do today. I've asked Alan and Tim to each share 3 tips for living smarter in 2019. I left it pretty wide open for them. They've both been on the show. They both know me and my jam, and I trust them. I trust Alan.
Well, it's a leap of faith here. Yeah, it's
feeling pretty honored over here.
You're gonna dig your own grave on this.
This is pretty good. I like
but
this.
But also, I tipped them off to what mine were going to be, so that they would have some frameworks to work with. And I also said I will go first. I will go first.
And I definitely read that in advance.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I did.
You were here 2 episodes, and we talked about this. And I also like spoiler alert and gave you one of them. Like you.
I'm just kidding.
You are, like,
because I was
so
going to use one of the ones you had. So
Mommy,
I had to
Daddy,
reshuffle.
Stop fighting.
So, yeah. Everything's fine. Just drink your soda.
I know. Every time we are in here with a third person, we fight.
This is fantastic.
Michael had
disharmonious
to, like,
home
Michael
here.
Had to, like, break us up. We were, like, going across the table each other
oh
last
God.
Time. That was over Are You My Sponge? And you guys, I won that battle.
God.
All right, so here are my tips. You guys are going to not really be surprised by, you're definitely not going to be surprised by the first one. You're probably not going to be surprised by the second one. You may be surprised by the third one, though. So here's the first one. Make the bed every day. Oh, Jolie. Jolie, will you ever stop with the bed making? No, I will not. Good luck with that
one. That's good to have passion.
Absolutely will not. That's right. We are going to definitely talk way, 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 way more about this in March when we do Lamar. But basically, I want to pose it to you guys this way. Making the bed every day is a gift that you give to your future self. And the future self is the self who comes home after a long day of work or the gym or Soul Cycle if you're in that cult with Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bad date or too many drinks at the bar or wherever it was that you were. And you kind of come home and you're like, oh, God. And you see that made bed and you remember that you did one thing right that day. And then also you get to have the joy of climbing into a made bed, which really does just feel better than getting into a bed that is unmade. And I will stop now. I will save the rest of this until March.
It is very nice. Can I add one thing that you taught me? We talked about this last time.
Poor Tim also, you guys, sidebar, got wicked busted posting a photo of his
In my defense, it was night, okay? Maybe I was in the bed. Who knows?
It should have been made if it was night.
It was a very cute kitty photo, though.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
And he forgot that in the background, I could see his unmade bed. Here comes old Eagle Eye Jolie in the comments on Instagram.
But I will say, like, last time we were talking about this, I was like, oh, somebody taught me this cool trick. And, of course, it was you.
It was me. He was giving me my own advice.
It's great advice.
It was an amazing tip.
You're welcome for this gift. You said that when you go on vacation, to do a little cleanup, make your bed, so when you get home from vacay, you come home to this clean house, you dive right into bed, whatever you want to do. And it actually is amazing. Like, I've been traveling so much last year, and I started doing it, and it's great. Coming home to a clean home after a vacation where you're just tired and exhausted, and you don't have to pick shit up. There's not, like, food lying everywhere and, like, dogs shit everywhere. It's amazing.
Wow, okay.
I love it. I mean, this is the life that I used to live until I met Julie Kerr.
I mean, I feel like we learned something today.
You saved me, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, way to turn that one right around, Tim. He's like, what can I do? How can I save myself? Ooh, I know, compliment her.
I mean, it worked, though.
Yeah, of course it does. Oh,
I know your tricks.
I mean, he knows me. He's met me before. All right, here's my second one. Again, this is if you listen to the last Tim episode, you probably retained this. Apparently, Tim did not.
Oh, dang.
Which one is this?
Clean the bathroom every week. Every week, 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to spare. You love a clean bathroom, Alan. I know you.
I do.
I know your inner life.
I do.
You have, and I also know you have 10 minutes.
That's also true.
Here's the thing. Do it for yourself. You do it for yourself. And here is why. First of all, it only takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes. When you do it every week, it's not that gross. It's not that gross at all. And then the best thing is your bathroom is never really going to be a horror show. You're never going to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, God, I got to put on mascara in this place. Like, I'm getting pink eye just looking at it.
That's what happened,
you know. You also won't have that thing where, like friends are going to come over and you're like, oh, my God. They're going to see that I live this way. Like, because you don't live that way because you clean your bathroom once a week. You take 10 minutes. You guys, I'm really not kidding. It's 10 minutes. Okay. I went through the method I used to clean my bathroom, my 10-minute thing, when I did that episode with you. I think in the interest of time, I wrote it down in more detail for this one, but I think in the interest of time, I'm not going to go through it today. We will obviously do that in February.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
See, February does.
February really does.
Over
yeah.
A little
yeah.
Bit.
Yeah. But
I know.
It's a better pun, but.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to skip over that, and I'm going to give you my last one. And here's what my last one is. I think this is going to surprise you guys. I also will admit that this is a little bit me trolling Tim personally.
Oh, my God. You're just getting dragged today.
Yeah, wait a minute. What did I walk in here?
What is this?
So we're all friends here trying to have a good time talking about living and cleaning.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay.
Tim, you got me. I'm still here for you.
Yeah, boy. I got to have at least one ally out here.
See?
Jesus Christ.
Dang.
Establish a weekly and or daily and or monthly, depending on sort of what your needs are, schedule for handling physical mail and email and all kinds of other communications. So this is something that I wrote about for the Times sometime in the fall. It was not for Smarter Living. Mm-hmm. It was for Style. It's about time management. And this was like a technique that the woman I interviewed, Julie Morgenstern, who's great and who I really hope to have on the show at some point, although I don't think I can make all the dirty jokes in front of her. She's like an actual adult.
A real person.
She's like a real adult.
Just rip that Band-Aid right off. Just let her know who it is.
She'd be like, I'm going to come in and like declutter your mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Good luck with that, Julie. She refers to something called batch processing, which is basically like, instead of, specifically for email, but you can apply it to all kinds of other things. Like, instead of having your email open all the live long, and you're responding to it as it's happening and it's interrupting other things, to set aside time that's dedicated to just handling your email. So whether that's deleting something, replying to something and archiving it, or looking at something and saying, this is going to require more than 5 minutes of my time, and I'm going to schedule a specific time for me to handle this task or response or whatever it is. That's what she refers to as batch processing email. And you can really apply that same technique to any kind of communication that you need to do, you can actually apply it to a whole bunch of other stuff that you have to do too. Like, you could apply batch processing to doing the dishes. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely. And she also has this other recommendation, which is before you set aside the time for these tests that people generally really don't like or sometimes really often struggle with, like responding to emails from freelancers, for example.
Wow. Don't have experience with that.
No, not at all.
Because I don't do it.
Oh, my God.
To sit down and think about what your tolerance threshold is for how much time you can devote to these tasks. And really that it's okay if the answer is 15 minutes. Yeah. Like, if you really, after 15 minutes of answering email, if you really are just like, I cannot answer another email, know thyself. And schedule 3 15-minute intervals a day for your email. If you're a person who can sit down and do an hour of email, great. You're going to get 15 more minutes of email done than that other person who can only do 15 minutes at a time. But the point is, you know yourself, know your tolerance, your threshold for doing these tasks and work with them and schedule them in. And one other thing that Julie recommends and that I also recommend, and I also recommend this for things like creating cleaning schedules, is, I mean, most of us have devices that do push reminders for us. Use those to schedule in your, it's time for you to answer your emails. It's time for you to take 10 minutes to clean your bathroom. It's time to do whatever task it is that you find that you're always putting off or forgetting. If you've got that reminder, you're just a lot more likely to do it. So those are my three.
Those are great tips.
That's great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're great. And they will make your life, easy, they really, really simple. Will. They're simple. They really will make your life easier and better with very, very little effort. Okay.
Great.
Now I'm going to kick to Alan.
Oh, boy.
Do you want Tim to go first? We can make him go first.
Yeah, let's make Tim go first.
Okay. I'm ready to roll.
I
have great ones.
Okay, good.
Side note.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we'll be the judge of that.
Oh, they're good. So I was actually very well prepared for this episode because at the end of the year, I did what I think is probably my favorite. So I write the Smarter Living newsletter, and I did one of my favorite newsletters of the year. And it was a roundup of 8 of my favorite tips of the week. And so the tip of the week is in every Monday Smarter Living newsletter. There's a 250-word tip on a single idea, single thought, just a very simple, low-level, low-stakes thing you can implement in your own life. And collected them over the year and chose my 8 favorites. So I chose 2 of those, which are fucking brilliant, okay, and then 1 of mine. So the first one comes from Becca Grimm, who is a writer at Atlanta. Amazing writer. Really good on Twitter.
I know Becca. I
at
love Becca
Grimm. And so the tip that she wrote for me was like over the summer, and she pitched it, and I thought it was just like absolutely brilliant the first second I saw it. And her idea is, so like as you get older, you get more responsibilities, time becomes something that you really don't have much of, and friendships can sort of fade away. And so one of the solutions that she's implemented that I think is brilliant is she will take friends on shopping trips, but they'll go to grocery stores that have bars. They'll get a glass of wine, walk around the store, and do their shopping together. And it's incredible.
That's fantastic.
Where are the grocery stores with the
Whole
bars?
Foods. Every Whole Foods has like a full bar.
Oh, I've
absolutely
great.
Done
like
this.
Beer things in there now. And like,
totally.
Yeah.
I go to the one in Bryant Park. I've done shopping trips there with friends. We go, like, get a drink, do a little shopping. It's amazing. And
what
it's
a
such
great
a
freaking
right,
idea.
A productive
you
way
I should
to
have
your
gone
friends.
Next.
It's amazing. You want to go next week?
No. Yes.
Perfect.
Let's do this.
Great. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing.
You're doing
things.
Dry January. You can't go drinking and shopping.
I'm not doing Dry January.
Right. All of kombucha.
Yeah. Also, we're going to talk about the fact that Tim and I are doing Dry January over on the bonus episode.
Oh, God,
if you want to hear us moaning and grind. We're 3 days in, and we're already pissed
about
boy.
It. It's just tough.
I don't know why you guys do this to yourselves.
Okay, that is a great one.
Isn't that great?
That is really
it's
great.
It's so fun, and it's productive while getting friendship out of the way. It's great.
While getting friendship out of the way,
friendship time out of the way.
Well,
check that box on the list.
Yeah.
Number 2 is from Angelica Frey, writer here in the city. And this is something that I've started doing literally every day. And her advice is when you really need to settle down and get like some deep work done and really get into the zone, if you're a person who likes to have music or some type of auditory distraction in the background, throw on video game music.
This is one of my favorite tips
ever. It's incredible.
Yes.
And so one of the reasons she recommends video game music is that video game music is very specifically designed to be in the background, but to let you focus on doing a single task while providing something that you can listen to. It's not distracting. There's nothing you really have to pay attention to, but it's just pleasant ambiance that you can have on, and it's amazing. So I have, like, a YouTube has, like, every single video game theme you could imagine. And so what I do is I put on the entire score for Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, good. Wow, great and taste.
It's like 2 hours long. Yep. And you just put it on a loop, and it's incredible. And it's like pleasant to listen to. It's not distracting. And let's just kind of sit there and have something in the background, some background noise. It's amazing. Yep. I love it.
That is really good.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite things. And the last one, and this is something that I like crow about every single year. I write about this every year. Something that I very deeply believe in. Is stop doing shit you don't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about this because yesterday I was having...
Well, it's been nice hosting.
Oh, my God.
True feelings revealed.
Wow, she
I
took her headphones off and everything. She was halfway out the door, folks.
I knew
Jeez.
It.
Jeez.
No, I was thinking about this yesterday because...
taking my chips and going home.
I'm going to go talk to myself. You made chips.
But I was thinking about this yesterday because there was... I hate read going around... And a friend was texting me about it, and I'm like, oh, did you see this bullshit you want to talk about? I was like, saw it, but I chose not to read it. And I feel great about that decision. And
I saw you tweeting about that, and I don't know what it is, and it's eating me up inside. I'm not going to make you say it on mic, obviously.
Honestly,
but
this week there's like 18 you could have chosen from. Yeah, this has been a bad week for the internet. Yeah. Anyway, it's amazing. And
write a grudge story about it.
But it's great. I'm sort of stealing this idea from a book called Essentialism by this guy, Greg McKeown, whose whole thing is, you know, cut things out of your life that aren't important, aren't core to your values. But doing it like small, low stakes things that you can just kind of like stop doing. Like, if you don't want to go out for drinks tonight, just don't go. Like, if you know you're going to cancel anyway, just don't schedule in the first place. Stop doing stuff that you're just not interested, you don't want to do, you don't want to have time for, whatever. It's great.
Great advice.
Free yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told someone, and this is really, really, really hard for me to do, but... I told someone recently who really wanted to be part of my life, and I didn't think it was a good idea for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. It was an ex, obviously, you guys. So I don't know why I'm being cagey.
I was going to say,
well, you never talk about that.
Well, we've deduced this already.
Clearly, this is me talking about an ex. but no, I just said, I was like, you know, look, no hard feelings or anything, but you're just not where this is going to sound really, really harsh. I didn't say it quite this harshly, I promise. But basically, I said, you're not where I want to put my time and energy.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, like, just having that clarity
alone.
Like,
I feel like that's a fair thing to say to an
100%.
Ex. 100%. Like, you broke up. There was a reason.
Right, yes. right.
And, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in your relationship, like, you just got to, like, you know, focus on things that bring you happiness.
There are very few situations where, like, you can't say something like that to a grown adult and be like, listen, we can be adults about this.
Yeah. Right. Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry.
That's life.
Anyway. Great tips.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great.
Thank you.
Wow. Great.
What was the one of mine you were going to do?
Email batching.
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, see, after I dragged you for filth. Sorry, I feel bad now.
It's fine, I'm aware.
Yeah. Listen, congratulations on making me feel bad.
Well, if there's one thing I can do when I come on this show, that's what I aim for every time.
I haven't seen Tim get this much abuse
since yesterday.
Well, okay, well, listen, I wasn't in the office
Joey's
yesterday.
Twitter?
All right, you guys, this is a good time to take a quick break. Give poor Tim a break for 30 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Alan, Tim, and I will be right back with more habits we think you should adopt to make your 2019 better. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Alan Henry and Tim Herrera, who've got some ideas on how you can live smarter in 2019. I actually have one to add. Oh, you're going to be shocked. Don't fall off your seat. I'm going to be nice to you.
Oh, my God. Holy Lord.
Sincerely nice to you.
Whoa.
Okay.
You guys should subscribe to Tim's Smarter Living newsletter because it really is great. I read it. I'm a devoted reader. I read every single one.
Oh,
even if it's like
so
about something that has
you.
Like nothing to offer my actual life.
Well, they're all good.
Okay.
They're all hits.
Good. No, I mean, it's not, you know, not every topic is going to like. Of course. Like, I don't have a lawn. So, like, if there's like a.
Oh, that's one of my
smarter,
core topics.
Smarter living lawn on
care.
Lawn care. Is not going to help me. Like, you know.
Well, that's very kind of you. NYTimes.com/SL newsletter if you're interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign up, you guys.
That's very nice. Thank you.
It's great. And the other thing is, Tim is like very responsive. Well, as time permits. But no, he's very good about reading all the feedback that he gets to it and the responses.
True.
So like, even though he's not responding to everything, like he does, I do know this. He does read all the emails that you
true.
Send. And if there's like any stuff, I know this because when there's stuff of mine that's in there, he forwards me the notes. So I know he's obviously like looked at them. And I really enjoy it. And I try to write back to as many people as I can. So, all right. Now we have Alan is up.
Hi.
Are you going to hack our lives?
Wow. Okay.
I'm waiting for this. I'm like, I want Alan to tell me, just tell me what to do and how
okay.
to live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My personal life coach.
Aw, yeah. That's really sweet. I did that for like 6 years. It was awful. I mean, not your life coach, personally.
Julia.
Woof. Okay.
Can you imagine someone trying to be my life coach? Like, God.
Enough big gulps, Julie.
Never enough big gulps.
Okay, so I wrote these down because otherwise I'm never going to remember them. But my first is kind of a thing that I do religiously every Friday, half an hour. It's kind of a mishmash of some of the things that we've mentioned already, but it's called the Weekly Review. The Weekly Review is this one, I mean, you can take an hour. I do take an hour, but generally I tell people to stick to half an hour. Spend a half an hour, you'll save yourself hours and hours and hours over the course of the next week. So that's when you sit down and look at all the accumulated crap, all the bullshit that you've had to deal with over the course of the week, all your emails, all your notifications, all the things that you meant to do, all of your big long to-do list and all that stuff. And if it takes, like, this is part of where it borrows from email batching, but like, if it takes 2 minutes to do, do it. If it takes more than 2 minutes to do, put it on your to-do list and schedule it. And then anything else, like this is not a time to do work. It's not a time to get in the weeds. It's a time to get that 10,000-foot view of what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because if you don't know why you're doing a thing, it's probably not important. Like it's probably just busy work. And once you have that 10,000-foot view of like, this is all the stuff I'm working on and why it's important and how it's actually going to get me to where I want to be, that's how you start spending time on things that actually matter. So that's one thing. I'm cribbing this from David Allen's Getting Things Done productivity technique.
So good.
But yeah, so it's called the Weekly Review. I wrote an article for Lifehacker way, 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 many, many ages ago called like How an Hour a Week Will Save You Hours or something like that. You can Google it. You'll find it. But
sort of tangential to that, one of the tips that Julie Morgenstern had about calendaring things was at the end of each day to look ahead at the next day plus two. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to do anything. You just look at it so that you have like a clear vision in your mind of what the next day is basically going to entail and the following 2 days after that. So when things do inevitably get shifted around, you'll know where they can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very smart little. I mean, they're easy techniques, but they're not easy to come up with.
No.
So,
I mean, if you have a good to-do app or something, I mean, I don't know, you don't have to use a to-do app. Like, I feel like there's a lot of focus on to-do apps, but like pen and paper's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like any good thing that can keep track of the stuff you have to do will show you like today and this week or something like that. So you have that view. So that's one. That's one thing. The second thing comes out of a story. A friend of mine who lives in Japan, she was traveling abroad. And she got medical test results back. She had to fly back to Japan because it cut her holiday short, which was awful. But essentially, she turned 30. And in Japan, every year, you do this thing called the Ningen Dak. So Ningen is the Japanese word for person or human, right? So it's essentially literally human docking. It's a big, huge battery of medical tests that you do. Like, you know, it's a physical, it's a stress test, blood tests, all these things. And they give your body a grade from like A to F. And she got a D.
And so
too many
not
pickles.
Not to laugh, it's fine. It's, you know, we're all struggling.
I don't think I cancel a vacation for a D. I'd be like, it's not waiting another pina colada.
I barely passed. Yay.
Right? You know, D's not failing.
That's pass, D, fail. That's so, what they said in college.
But so anyway, she's fine.
Okay, good.
But she's fine. She has some work to do. She has some homework. But the moral of the story for me was like, wow, I should probably like go to the doctor. Because like, so, I mean, of course, Japan is a civilized country with like with socialized medicine. And that reveals a lot about my personal feelings, but whatever. And like, so you can, there's this focus on preventative care. Like you go in every year for all these tests and they kind of do these tests and they tell you how to live a healthy lifestyle and everything. So the philosophy is if you keep treating things after an individual feels bad, you're always playing catch up. So
it's the same thing as not cleaning your bathroom every week.
That's also very true.
Cleaning your bathroom every week is just palliative care.
That was magic right there.
Let me tell you about
this woman's a pro, man. Damn.
Let me tell you about the crazy colors of mildew I've seen lately.
Just because, see the X14 out, your favorite thing in the world.
Okay, no, I went to visit my dad, and like literally my dad inherited this from my mother. My dad has a new girlfriend, long story, but like he hasn't been cleaning like he used to. And I'm like, Dad, you can't do this. There's mold in the bathroom, there's mildew in the bathroom that's like pink.
Oh, and I'm like, we talked about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, and the email. I got an email from a listener, a fascinating email from a listener. Who, and actually I'm so glad that this came up because I wanted to read it, explained phonetically how to pronounce the pink stuff.
I remember you.
Wait, there's a name for this.
There is a name for it, yeah. And I know it. I can write it out, but I literally for the life of me cannot pronounce it. The same woman who sent me the rant about the laundress explained to me how to pronounce it. So I'm gonna pull the email up.
You gotta cultivate that friendship.
I literally asked her to give me a shout if she's ever in New York so that I can buy her a drink.
Totally.
And she told me that indeed she has family here and she's here from time to time.
Amazing.
And that she will do that. And so, yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, I want to know how to pronounce the pink,
okay,
the pink
mildew. You finish talking, telling your thing, and I'll look up this email.
So anyway, yeah, go to the doctor, go to the dentist, do the things that you've been putting off, because I know you've been putting off, because I've been putting it off. And if I've been putting it off, then I'm sure that, like we just said before the show, none of us are unique. So I know you probably haven't, you out there have probably not been to the doctor as recently as you should have.
Yep, actually, I am one of those people. It's on my list for January.
See? Oh,
yeah, I feel like just going to the doctor is like one of the things you just like don't think about really ever.
No.
So you just don't do it.
You don't do it until like you
until
feel like you have a reason to.
Yeah.
No, just do it. Just go.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, and there, especially like, you know, as you get older, there are
totally,
these things that you're supposed
to
do like every year. And
right,
like, who knows what those things are unless somebody tells you what they are.
I have this amazing primary care doctor. And I've been seeing her for a couple of years. And last year when I hit my deductible, my insurance deductible, she was like, oh, so you hit your deductible. Like, let's do a bunch of tests. And so we literally just did, like, a bunch of blood tests, like cholesterol, thyroid, STD, everything in the book. She was like, oh, yeah, insurance is paying. Let's just go for it. I was like, that sounds amazing. Let's do it.
Okay, off the show. I want to know who your primary care
is.
Seriously, I need a new PCP also. So
I do,
I'm
too.
Serious. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay. Love it. Love it. Love it. If you have, also, Alan, if you ever need an ENT, Tim's favorite subject,
I have the most
bomb ass ENT.
Really?
She's incredible.
Dr. Stacey Silvers will change your life.
Wow,
will
right on the show. Just gonna.
I will tell the whole world about her. She is a life changing doctor. I wish she did everything. Like, I want her to be my gynecologist. I want her to be. Like,
you're not qualified to do any of this.
Therapist.
But do
no,
it.
I don't care. I know she would be amazing. She's that good. All right, here's how you pronounce, I'll save the section on the laundress. It was a very
bonus
very,
episode.
Very, very good rant. Yeah, I'll read on the bonus episode, actually. It was a very good rant. All right, so Anne writes, for once, I can actually help you. You mentioned the red pigment-producing bacteria on your Stump Jolie episode 2. Guess what? I'm an MD specializing in infectious diseases.
Ooh.
Get the cleaning connection now? And I can help you with the pronunciation. Phonetically, with the accented syllables in caps, it is Serratia marcescens. I don't know how to include the vowel sounds with the phonetic symbols, but it is sir like sir, as in Sir Galahad, A like hey, Mar like Marsha, Cess like cesspool.
Awesome. Wow.
Smiley face.
Will you say it again? Say it one more time.
Serratia Marcessens.
Oh.
Okay.
Impressive.
Marcessens. Cess like cesspool.
Oh. Yeah. So,
Cess like cesspool. Okay.
Great.
Marcessens.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Who said that? What's Marcessens. Her name?
Ann Stapleton.
Ann. Ann. Shout out Ann.
All right. And then she continued. I'm going to forward you guys this email so you can have it because I feel like you're going to want to read this story. She says, whenever I see pink pigment in showers, I think of the scary historical story about this bug I learned during my internal medicine residency training at UC San Francisco. The U.S. military sprayed Serratia Marcessens.
Nice.
Again, I had to look back up at the phonetic part. From airplanes over the Bay Area in 1950 to test how susceptible a U.S. city would be to a bioweapon.
Like,
wow,
what?
That's a
what?
Thing.
That's,
wait, a
that's
thing.
Like literally a conspiracy theory IRL. That's insane.
Allegedly, the military believed that Serratia was non-pathogenic, but several people actually got sick because this bug can be deadly as an opportunistic pathogen. It is quite a story. And she sends a story from Smithsonian Magazine.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Like,
wow. Crazy.
I mean,
that's
I don't
mortifying.
Think it's fake news. But we'll look
insane.
We'll look into this. And obviously, you guys know I'm going to be trolling everyone so hard during February to clean your showers so that you don't die from an opportunistic pathogen.
That is insane.
Opportunistic
wow.
pathogen is my
that.
2019 mood.
Oh, my God, that's insane.
All right, did you have one more? Or was
I do have
busy?
One more.
Okay,
and it's very simple. It's very chill. Like, just be kind to yourself. Like, bet on yourself. Be good to yourself. Forgive yourself. And, I mean, personally, I'm like, I was thinking about, like, oh, every year I make New Year's resolutions. What am I going to do this year? What are my general goals and everything? And I'm very forgiving about my New Year's resolutions. So, like, if I commit, I commit. If I don't, I don't. It's fine.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to forgive myself, and I'm just tomorrow's another day. It's,
I think that's
fine.
Great.
Super
lovely.
Cool.
I really
super
love
chill.
That. And I think people really need to hear it. And actually, I think it's also a pretty good segue into my last tip, which is something that I really struggle with but also try to live, and I've been trying to live it for a number of years now. It was something that actually came up. I did a panel discussion years ago called How to Be a Badass Lady, something
Ooh,
like that.
That sounds cool.
And it was like a bunch. It was cool, actually. It was a really great concept. It was through WNYC. And it was a bunch of basically female advice columnists. You know, there was an expert in sex and relationships. There was an expert in finance. There was the moderator. There was me, the cleaning expert. And the idea was that, you know, the audience was going to ask us questions about our beats and that we could also kind of jump in and I'll help each other out with our own takes on the questions. And in advance of this, we prepared a set of, like, not rules, but, like, guidelines for, like, things that like, badass ladies do. And one of them, like, stuck with me so much because it was a thing that I didn't do. And I recognized how good it was. And I've been trying to do it. And I've started being better. And I actually, on New Year's Eve, did it. And it was great. And I'm really glad I did. And so here's what it is. Use your good things, even if it's not a special occasion.
Yeah.
Don't
oh,
wait.
Right,
don't
right.
wait. Don't
yeah.
wait to burn that expensive candle you bought.
Yeah.
And burn the ones that you're buying for $2.99 at TJ Maxx instead. Like, burn the fancy one first.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to use your good china on Tuesday night. But, like, if you're having friends over on a Saturday and it's a casual thing, but, like, you need plates.
Yeah.
Why not use a good plate?
Use
a good plate.
You
have
them.
You have them. And so the thing that I did for myself on New Year's Eve, which, you know, that is a special occasion. But for me this year, I threw myself a huge party the Saturday before New Year's Eve. Frankly, I was still recovering from that, which Tim can attest to. So
it was a great
you
time.
Also, everyone has to say thank you to Tim, who, like, poured me into a taxi cab and sent me home safely. It's like I would not have made it with, like,
good guy Tim over
the
here.
10 blocks on my own was like
literally 10.
Yeah, it was 10 blocks and there was no way. Like, no. I don't know where I would have ended up, but it would not have been at home and it would not have been good. So anyway, I had already planned to stay in on New Year's Eve this year anyway. But I had some champagne And I got out, I have a set of Tiffany champagne flutes that I actually like Ooh. Kind of forgot I had.
Wow.
And because I store them in like the back of a cabinet. I don't use them very often, but I keep them stored in a box. One, because it's a Tiffany's box. And I'm a little pretentious that way.
Yeah.
But really, actually, it's just safe storage for them.
Sure.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get down the Tiffany champagne flutes. I only need one.
Amazing.
And so I did. So I had my champagne out of my Tiffany champagne flute.
That's incredible.
I took a bubble bath and drank.
That's amazing.
That's great.
It was like what? I drank champagne in the bubble bath out of my Tiffany flute.
Yes.
Like,
that is the most living
your best life.
Fabulous. It was like great New Year's Eve. It was a great way to end what was an incredibly challenging year, but also one that ended up on several really great notes, very unexpectedly. And yeah, it was just a nice way to celebrate. So
that's great.
Yeah, use your good stuff.
Can
I add a little trivia on top of that?
Yeah.
Just if you have wine and you're trying to like cellar it, like you're trying to keep it for years, don't.
Don't. It'll go bad.
It goes bad.
It'll turn to vinegar, and then you'll have to clean.
Yeah.
The bathroom. So,
oh, wow. Nice. But yeah, like every wine is made for drinking. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
So,
absolutely.
Just, I also feel like that's such a rich person problem. Like, I've never met anyone who's held onto a bottle for more than 2 days.
I have. Like, I made this mistake.
Yeah,
it was a stupid mistake.
What?
So, when I started buying wine a while ago because I was getting into wine and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this bottle is all these, like, huge ratings and somebody liked it.
Right.
So I just kept it for like 5 years, and I was like, "Okay, it'll age,
right.
It'll be great when I decide to open it."
Yeah.
No, I open it; it tastes like piss. And I'm like, and then I read a little bit more about wine. It's like, no, most winemakers bottle their wines for drinking in the next like year.
The
only people who are bottling wines to age are really, really rich people who are clearly not you.
But if you are, send us wines.
Please.
Indeed. All right. Well, listen, on that note, let's stop talking about wine.
I'm sorry. Jeez. I actually feel really bad. Dang. Sorry, guys. I'll take all that wine off your hands.
That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. And selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or Spotify. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode in another year. 150 episodes, you guys, of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.